This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Hi everybody, in today's video we're discussing about the role of leadership in handling suppressed emotions at workplace. What do I mean by suppressed emotions? When you have people in your organizations who are not able to vent out their concerns, are not able to give feedback or share their grievances, this leads to the emotions being suppressed at the workplace. This is what I mean by suppressed emotions, where your team are not able to share their concerns, give their feedback, or complain about some of the issues that they are facing. As a leader, it is your role to address this matter, because researchers have shown that suppressed emotions not only impacts the productivity of an individual, but far more serious is the impact that it has on the mental health of a person and his physical health. So a person's physical health can get impacted, mental health can be impacted. Here you have a person who's very normal. He's going to the work, he has his lunch on time, he's probably working out, he's having healthy food, everything is in order. And yet, he suppresses his emotion, which leads to diseases within him. And I'm talking about diseases which can be very serious at times. People wonder, where did I get this disease from? I had a very good lifestyle. I used to work out. I used to go to the gym. I used to have healthy food. I had a good sleeping habit. And yet, you're suffering from all of this. What's the cause for it? Suppressed emotions has a very important role and a very serious role in impacting your health. So you cannot overlook the issue of suppressed emotion. And as a leader, it is your role to be a shepherd towards your team, towards your organization, towards your herd. Guide them, take care of them. How can you do that? I have three steps which I'm going to share with you today. The first step is to have, and I have mentioned this umpteen number of times, open communication channels. Unless you have open communication channels, unless people are able to come out and share their concerns openly with you, you will never come to know what's going wrong with them. They will keep on suppressing their concerns and worries. You need to make them feel that the organization is not going to judge them, that the organization is not going to come down hard on them. Create that environment. Create a healthy environment where people can share their concerns. The second factor which I'm going to share with you is the role of empathizing with your people. Make them feel heard. Listen to their perspectives. And at times you need to validate their concerns, validate their worries. This is the way people feel important at in any organization. So this allows for people to come out and share their concerns because they know that the leader empathizes with them, that the leader has an open communication channels without judging them. Last but not the least is the leader's emotional intelligence. As a leader, understand that emotions play a crucial role in the overall well-being of an individual. Whether it is your emotional health, mental health, personal health, anything. Overall, emotions play a crucial role in the productivity of an individual. You have everything in order and still you don't perform well because you're emotionally not in order, because you've suppressed your emotions. And over a period of time, this has led to you becoming toxic at the workplace. So how a leader can address your concern? A leader has to sit with you, understand your concerns, validate your concerns, make you feel heard, allow you to come out and speak, and then address your concerns. As a leader, sometimes you don't even need to address a concern. All you need to do is make them feel they are heard, validate their worries and concerns. All of these are going to help address the critical issue of suppressed emotions. I hope you found this video beneficial. Thank you so much for watching.